Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Evil is hidden in plain view. Terry Gilliam is, of course, one of the creators of Monty Python, and he's made the award-winning film Brazil, a 1984 futuristic, dark, satirical work of art. And I know that he's aware of the New World Order. I don't personally know him, but I know some big Hollywood stars that do. And Terry Gilliam, I guess about 16 years ago, produced a film called 12 Monkeys. And I had seen only part of it many, many years ago. And one of the folks here at the office said to me, hey, you know, this wild professor, Bianca, he sounds like the crazy professor in 12 Monkeys, who goes around preaching, we've got to save the animals, we've got to get rid of the entire human population. And then he releases it. And so right now, we got the DVD this morning, and we're going to grab some audio clips from 12 Monkeys and play it in the broadcast today. And I'm not saying that Professor Dr. Eric Bianca is going to do something like this, though we have his speeches, we have his papers. He has said that he wishes 90% of us would die. And his students report and support him and say that they want 100% dead, but he only wants 90%. And then he says he and his family are ready, and then he knows he may need to go first with his family. He's very sad about it. Well, that's exactly what's in 12 Monkeys, starring Bruce Willis, produced, directed, written by Terry Gilliam. And, of course, Terry Gilliam is fully aware of the New World Order. Why is it there's a movie made over a decade ago with the exact same type of byline, the exact same script as what these people are spouting? Because my father was taught this in 1968-1969 at the University of Texas as a biology student. Paul Watson was taught this in Sheffield, England. Steve Watson was taught this getting his master's degree in political science in London, England. I was taught this in the early 1990s at college. Everyone has been taught this. Everyone I talk to has been taught this. And this has all been hidden in plain view. I commend Terry Gilliam. What is wrong with me? I have not spent enough time on this. Other patriots have spent almost no time. The truth movement isn't even aware of this. I've spent a lot of time, but not enough time, and this Bianca thing is a wake-up call. Not that he said 90% of us need to die and has an Ebola plush toy and says AIDS isn't killing people fast enough, it needs to accelerate. Those are quotes. And that China's police state is great and one-child policies are great. The fact that he's backpedaling, the fact that the Associated Press, that the Austin American Statesman, that national NBC, that local NBC, are soft pedaling, his back pedaling, and saying he never said any of these things when he has published papers that he has given to International Academy of Sciences, that he has given to the most prestigious organizations, the Royal Scientific Institute in London, the Royal Institutes in Paris, the Royal Institute in Vienna, Austria. He is prestigious, and he got a 95% standing ovation at Lamar University a month ago, and he got over a 90% standing ovation last weekend at St. Edward's University. Professors that were there filed complaints, separate professors. Professors and scientists that were at the other meeting filed complaints because there's still a few of us that are sane. There's still a few of us that don't want to see our families die. I'm going to cover more of this and a lot more when we get back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets. Foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In this science fiction masterpiece, Bruce Willis is sent back in time to save the human race from a deadly virus that has forced mankind into the dark underground communities in the future. Along his travels, he encounters a psychiatrist and a mental patient, brilliantly portrayed by Brad Pitt, who may hold the key to the mysterious rogue group, the Army of the 12 Monkeys, thought to be responsible for unleashing the killer disease. Believing he can obtain a pure virus sample in order to find a cure in the future, he is met with one riddle after another that puts him in a race for time. And in the future, 98% of the world population has been killed, is dead. And there are these subterranean elite bubble cities where there's just a few million people left, and they are sending condemned prisoners back in time, and prisoner after prisoner dies going back trying to find out exactly who is going to release the deadly bioweapon. And finally, Bruce Willis discovers it. It's not like I'm killing the plot of a film. This came out, it normally says what year it was released, but I know it came out in the early 1990s, 1995. And again, I've just seen bits and pieces of it. You know how you see bits and pieces of a movie over the years when you're surfing around on television? You never see the whole thing. I've actually seen most of it, but I've talked to my staff here, and they've seen it. We've now got the DVD, and we're going to grab some clips for you today. But There's actually a kind of a little local nutty environmental group that wants to release all the animals, kind of a nutty little gang called the 12 Monkeys, who are kind of like these crazy animal rights activists who want to release all the animals out of the zoo. And so in the future, they only have fragments of this because everybody on Earth, 98%, are killed in a two-week period. But it isn't really the little local environmental activist gang that wants to release the animals that caused it. It is a professor. And throughout the film, Bruce Willis is running around in our present time, and it's set in the 2000s, early 2000s. He's running around. So when they made this back in the mid-90s, I guess, to be accurate, about 12 years ago, when they made this film, you know, they set it in the near future, which is actually right around today, I'm told by. I didn't know that most of my staff are huge fans of 12 Monkeys and know everything about it. They're aficionados. I'm not. But believe me, I'll be watching it in its entirety as soon as I get a chance. I just work so much, I really don't have time. Unless I steal some sleep for myself, which I may do. I may watch it at midnight tonight. But you can go out, obviously, and get it from Netflix or rent it at the store or whatever. Or buy it. That's what we did. We went to Best Buy and bought it. Why am I getting into those details? It doesn't matter. Let me start over. So he's thinking it's this gang, the 12 Monkeys, the army of the 12 Monkeys. And it isn't really. And the whole time in plain view, when he's at shopping malls or he's in the street, there's this professor going, "We're killing the earth. We're a bacterial scourge. We've got to get rid of the human population for the animals. It's got to be done. It's loving. If we love the earth, we must die." And then he goes around with the ampule of the deadly virus, blowing it in people's faces. "Here, my dear. Oh, there you go. Now you'll be feeling much better." And then it kills 98% of the world's population. And it's got Brad Pitt and, of course, Bruce Willis as the star in this film. And Madeline Stone as well. So we'll be playing some clips of this as soon as they get it ready. They're in there hurriedly, greedily grabbing clips out of it right now. Because we face this in reality. But the problem is it's not one nutty scientist that wants to do it. And, of course, if it does happen, it's going to be blamed on nutty professors and nutty scientists and these little cloistered on the academic reservation fruitcakes. I mean, if you watched Dr. Pianca on MSNBC with Tucker Carlson, which, as I watched a tape of it yesterday, he was on two nights ago, he shows all of the telltale body language signs of being completely, totally out to lunch. No. Oh, by the way, the Statesman reported yesterday that he was going to receive a visit from the Federal Bureau of Investigations last night. And then now I'm told that it's in the news that he did indeed visit with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And I have that here in front of me. So we'll be getting into that later. But again, there's so many facets to this. I'm chomping at the bit, really thinking about what angle to start with first. Yesterday, I did one of the most important hours of radio broadcast I've ever done in the first hour. If you missed it, you need to get a tape of it or a DVD of it or a CD of it, or you need to get your hands on it, because I laid out the Elite Master Plan for Control, how they're going to do it, why they're going to do it, how they do plan to exterminate at least 80% of us in the very near future. Now, I know a lot of you laughed at me when I said they're going to attack the World Trade Center and Bin Laden will take the blame as a CIA asset 2 months before 9/11. And I said, call the White House and tell them, please don't attack the towers. Did it on TV, did it on radio, never done it since, had never done it before. I don't just shoot my mouth off. And I don't believe they're going to hit us with a bioweapon in the next 2 months, as I said they would do back in mid-2001 in the summer. July 25th, I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. And we had affiliates calling up going, Mr. Jones, we love your show. You get us ratings. We agree with a lot of what you say, but we're going to have to turn you off if you don't stop saying they're going to attack probably the World Trade Center and that Bin Laden's going to take the blame. And I've re-aired clips of the TV show. I've re-aired clips of the radio shows. It's all on record. The day of 9/11, because every live show I do, we make a tape of it live, and I turn it in as I leave. I drop it in the Dropbox to randomly what they call float at the cable station. That's whenever they want some filler or want to play something. I don't ask for a specific showtime. I just say float it, and it plays 10 times in the next year. Every 5 weeks or so, it airs again. And on the afternoon of 9/11 at 2 o'clock, a two-hour live show I'd done weeks before re-aired. And we normally get maybe one call out of 100 that disagrees with us on the comment line. We got about 25 calls, many of them death threats. How dare you say the government attacked the World Trade Center? How dare you say this? Of course, they weren't looking at the date on the tape, which we always timestamp the tapes throughout the broadcast, that it had been said 2 months before. Then later, people figured it out, and I got a lot of calls and a lot of apologies. And I got a lot of stations after 9/11 that freaked out, and there's even websites saying I'm psychic online and that I'm some kind of Nostradamus. No, I'm not, okay? This is called deep analysis. This is called deep research. Last night, I was up there video editing until 11, and my editor said he was tired. He left, and I left here at 2 a.m., and drove home, and then got up at about 8:30 this morning. That's why I'm not properly prepared, because I had to get some sleep. And I'm not tooting my horn. I want to explain to you that I get up here and have this shotgun approach because there's so much data, I can't even begin to warn you. Every indicator, every piece of information I have, I'm good analyst, excellent analyst, and we've had top analysts on this broadcast, will tell you the highest form of intelligence, and I don't mean I have the highest form of native intelligence or IQ or brain power. No, I mean, i.e., intelligence work. The highest form of intelligence work is prediction and projection. Okay? Prediction and projection. Predicting events. And no one can say, and I've been told by a lot of top analysts, that I have innate analyst skills of the highest order. And I don't think that's something that we need to poo-poo. I'm not here bragging or shooting my mouth off. It is very humbling. And that's why I work so hard, because I realize I have a responsibility, because I understand the enemy program, to try to warn you. Now, I am upset. I am concerned for my family. I know we're going to wake up one day with people dropping dead all around us. It could be sooner than later. And I know these bastards are going to go into their underground bunkers. We got the biggest in the world here in the U.S., and it's going to be bad. But I believe there's going to be a prelude to that. I believe there's going to be a warm-up, perhaps as many as three warm-ups, with biological releases around the world that will kill tens of thousands, then that'll train us to be herded, then millions. The next wave could even kill tens of millions. And then it might be 10 years after that that the aircraft take off and hit every major city with nerve gas. I don't believe they'll actually use a super weapon that has a 90-plus percent or higher kill rate. That's not their desire. The main papers I've read, that the establishment plans to kill 80%. So 20% of us in certain areas will be allowed to live, just we're going to be under a great yoke of tyranny, and these eugenics-minded, obsessed control freaks are going to do it. There's no debating it. There's no discussing it. I guarantee it. Unless we stop them. Unless we have a huge understanding about this, unless we discuss it, unless we talk about it, unless we face it. If you do not face the facts, if you do not face the reality, if you do not face the people we have running this government that radiate 110,000 children, that give black men syphilis, that nerve gas our own troops in test, that use hundreds of thousands of tons of uranium, DU, all over the planet. If you do not face their mentality and learn their MO and learn their criminology and learn what these serial killers do, and if you do not face that they're in control, we have psychopathic genius killers in control right now. And if you do not face that and then look at everything through that lens, you will not see clearly. And I have tried from every angle to break down my analysis to disprove it. I struggle with my analysis. And I'm telling you that it has a 95% accuracy rate. I'm telling you that it is a very small chance that my analysis is incorrect. Now, listen to me now instead of later. Listen to me very carefully. When we get back, I'm going to lay it out.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. You see, began studying the New World Order about 15 years ago, got on air about 12 years ago, and I've just been learning ever since, and I understand their paradigm, I understand their program, I've read thousands of their own documents and their own foundational thesis that they put out, and the entire grid they're putting in place is an execution grid, is an extermination control system, is a bear trap. And then you read their plans, and they say that they're going to use plagues and race-specific bioweapons. You understand the vice president in the September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, London Guardian even picked it up and reported on it. You can go to PNAC's website, Project for New American Century, this is just one of hundreds, where they say they want to kill certain races. They want to, quote, use the media to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. Dick Cheney, we need to use our friends in the media to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons in upcoming conflicts. Then it just came out a few days ago that CBS TV and ABC and others get these memos. Dozens and dozens of them have been reported on where the White House, we have them now, is saying, we'd like to see this, we'd like to see that. This is how you support the war. We want reports along these lines, and then those exact reports are put out. I mean, we're in deep trouble. Deep, 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 deep trouble. Why did Terry Gilliam, who's anti-New World Order, anti-police state, made many films about it, why did he make the 12 Monkeys, I guess now 12 years ago, 1995? Why, or 11 and a half years ago, why did he make a film where a crazy scientist releases a bioweapon who wants to kill the entire population? Because that's what they say. That's the norm. The story here is that he gets standing ovations by 95%. The story here is that NBC locally covers up for him and lies. The story is the Statesman does this whole thing about how great he is and his family and how he's a falconer and how he's a wonderful person. I've never seen such a sappy, sappy piece of trash. Such a sappy, glowing sandbag story. Because this is what they talk about at their tea parties. This is what they talk about at their cocktail parties. This is if you get involved in high society, that is the minions that think they're in high society, you go to the after a symposium or after a speech put on at some institute or university affair, and you go to the have some hors d'oeuvres, this is all they talk about. You know, I have friends, and I've talked about it, and there's other people I know who've experienced the same thing, where you got three or four children at the shopping mall, three or four children at one of these organic Austin grocery stores, and the people will walk over, sometimes multiple times while you're in the grocery store, and say, you shouldn't have that many children. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And the same people will go, it's horrible that Bush is killing Iraqis. He's hurting the people. He's evil. But, oh, we need everyone to die, though. And oh, Alex, why are you saying that Dr. Bianca's bad? I'm one of his students. I believe that all humans should go. But don't say he's against life. It's for the earth he wants this to happen. Don't compare him to Hitler. How could you possibly do that? Of course, everyone knows that humans are bad. Why, you're some type of weirdo because you don't want everyone to die. I mean, I've read these letters on air. His daughter emails us and posts to our MySpace accounts and is saying, and we're trying to get her on, saying, well, I know it's hard for you to understand. Oh, yes, you just can't grasp it. Here, pat me on the head. I can't intellectually grasp it. You see, they just don't understand. Bianca got real sad on NBC, and he just said, I'm just trying to warn people. Well, that's why he said at the start of his speech, at both speeches in Austin and at Lamar University outside Austin, that's why he said, turn your cameras off. No taping allowed. The people aren't ready to hear this. 90% need to die, and it needs to start now. China's got a great police state. Our genetics are getting bad. Our IQ is dropping because we have too many children. It's all eugenics. You can name it whatever you want, but you can't put perfume on a pig. You can put it on a pig, but you can put perfume on the pig, but you can't take the pig out of the pig. So when we get back, I will get into the elite's plan more. We'll get into the latest developments. You got a visit from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and I'm sure these local officers are great guys. I've never said that there aren't good people in the government. But imagine if those officers knew, if they read, that their bosses are advocating this. We need to educate them. See, that's our job. But good job to the FBI.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 points of international communism to capture America was to gain control of one or both political parties? Have you noticed that it doesn't matter which political party, Republican or Democrat, takes office? We continue in the same direction of losing our freedoms and ultimately our national sovereignty to the United Nations, which is a communist organization. The handwriting is on the wall. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Glad you joined us today as we defend humanity, as we defend our destiny, as we resist the control freaks that run our society. Let me break this down. Humans are first and foremost a predator species. By every yardstick, we are the masters of the planet. We are light years ahead in intelligence and in many cases in physical prowess. And in our communal efforts to build societies and to construct technological marvels. And we have not even begun to scratch the surface to learn our destiny and what we are capable of. And as predator societies, as predator hunter-gatherers, thousands and thousands of years before Christ walked the earth, we began to congregate in agrarian societies by planting food crops, allowing our populations to expand and concentrate, and allowing leisure time to begin to expand. Then the sciences began to develop simultaneously with more complex religious beliefs, and ruling elites then emerged. You would have the twin tribal chieftain whose forefathers were the best warriors against the neighboring tribes and the best at leading the band on the hunt. They then became ensconced in small tribal towns and then cities. And then you had the twin power structure of the scientist. But most of the scientist information was tied up in shamanistic religion. They were superstitious and tied into the stars and the seasons for the planting of crops. And that elite, over time, began to supplant the older warrior chiefs. And you see priest families, shaman dynasties supplanting and becoming the royal dynasties themselves. And this is the Illuminati. This is the New World Order. It is the knowledge of, they have the systems, they understand the knowledge, they understand the power of not letting the general population be educated or informed, and they understand what the magician or the carnival barking carny understands, the sleight of hand, the trick, the mumbo jumbo, the scam, to confound and confuse the population and to con them. So really what happened early in our development is con artists were able to abuse the sciences of medicine and that had been developed and the science of growing food plants. And they were able to leverage that control, and then their children became decadent, their children became corrupt and decadent, their children became totally psychopathic, control freak murderers. Human sacrifice began as a mode of social control. Wars became an implement of conquest so that the ruling shaman class of kings could then expand their empires. And then we come into the modern age. And so what we have is a sub-derivation of the human species. Literally an inbred guild, and you see these guilds all over the world, a dominant ruling class who genetically now, because they have been breeding with each other, they tend to inbreed, and then, of course, through nurture, through the silver spoon in their mouths for thousands of years, see us as lower than cattle, see us as totally worthless, see us as the equivalent of cordwood being thrown into a wood stove, that see us as the equivalent of a package of hamburger meat at Safeway in the meat section, that see us as a bag of potato chips or as a Coca-Cola to be slurped down. We're human resources. And they practice using up our lives. They practice using us. They practice treating us like cattle. And they practice developing substrata elites that serve them, that have different ideologies with the same end in mind, dehumanization and lowering the value of human life. The Nazis and eugenics. Eugenics in this country. Religious wars of the past. And now today, something we've now coined, something I put in an article yesterday that I wrote with Paul Watson, that I would not call Dr. Eric Pianca a classical eugenics supporter or eugenicist. I would classify him, and I coined several terms, and you can, I'm sure, coin better ones than I, together with our combined intellect, you the listeners, all of us brainstorming, we can come up with better terms. I'd like to ask the callers what you'd like to call it. There's several different terms, and simply put, it is a type of not racial hygiene that was the hallmark and the cornerstone, the central plank to the American, British, Malthusian slash Nazi eugenics, where certain humans are a disease, and we need to purify the human gene pool and create the superman. That is classical eugenics. But what Dr. Pianca and the current Rockefeller Endowed universities are pushing is a type of global environmental eugenics where humans are the disease. And so I guess you could call it a zoological eugenics or a ecological eugenics. Or, I mean, there's so many different terms that could be used, but this is what the Pionkians, and he certainly doesn't deserve to be known as the father of this movement, but so many times someone who comes along and gets attention in a movement is then known as the father of it, when the father of this is the emperor kings of thousands of years ago who engaged in warfare against the substratus of the population. It's class warfare by the elite against the general population. And that's really what's happening. And so they have created an army of individuals who believe human life is absolutely worthless and needs to be exterminated, and that a ruling class needs to divide up the resources and partition and herd people onto small, tiny, compact city reservations. And by the way, I knew I'd find it there. Pionka's written papers on that. I forget the exact term he uses, but then he details it. Partitioning human populations, and uses some other terms like that. I mean, you always know what you're going to find before you go there. Before I went there, I knew he'd talk about bacterial blooms. Humans are a bacteria, because that's what they've been teaching for 100 years. It's always the same. These people are not original thinkers. The globalists simply give awards, fund, push the books of, worship the minions that push this, and then the rest of the professors and the students and the graduate students see this and then become little parrots regurgitating at 1,000,000 miles an hour. That's all you've got to do. Tell everybody Noam Chomsky's a genius when he's a hack. Tell everybody Pionka's a genius when he's a hack. Tell everybody that, you know, this is what they do. This is how they operate. This is how they control paradigms. So most people aren't on the government payroll. They just parrot what they idolize as the penultimate in their field. And the highest level functionaries in every field of banking, science, every sub-discipline of science is owned, bought, and paid for by the establishment. Now, there are a lot of other points I want to make. This is how it works. When you get up into the top 2,000 controllers in the world, and there's 120 plus, you can debate if it's 121, 127, but different scholars differ on that. But there's around 120 ruling elites. There's only about 15 families, and each family, their wealth has gotten so great, though they pass it on to the firstborn son, and now sometimes if it's only a daughter, to the daughter. And a lot of times you'll have two or three brothers and sisters who are over different arms of each family. But there's 15 families. Then there's several other allied families, but there's really 15 elite families. Some like to say 13, but because that's more fanciful and sexy. But it's really 15 families. And so when they meet, it's 120 or thereabouts and around 20 guests at Bilderberg. And the individuals attending literally bow to them. They are poked and prodded like you go to the store and squeeze on a papaya or squeeze on a kiwi to see if it's, or, you know, squeeze on a tomato or, you know, to see if it's to your fancy. And then they put them in positions of power. But there are around 2,000 high-level servants who have been let in to almost all of the secrets of the New World Order except the last 2%. They're not told the final 2% of the operation. And so let me now tell you what the goal is. When they bring them into these rooms, and we've gotten this from spies and others, we also see it in their documents, and they all go out and universally then write this and say this is what needs to be implemented. So we know all the secrets by the implementation. Nothing's really secret in operation by the ground floor intelligence screen, then cross-referenced with foundational documents that are released and circulated only in the halls of academia, and they do this arrogantly, knowing the general public will never go investigate what they're actually setting up and doing. So, again, it's not secret. But then we get the next level of intelligence from our actual moles and defectors in their midst. Down to a level of intelligence gathering where we can say the invasion will not be in March of 2002, it will be in March of 2003. And we can say that 14 months before it actually happens, when the Washington Post and the New York Times say the invasion of Iraq is guaranteed for mid-March of 02, we say absolutely not. Our spies in Bilderberg tell us it will be in late March of next year, 14 months out, and with total precision it happens. Not because we're special, you see. We have our own private intelligence network. How do I know what intelligence is real and what is false? We have trusted people who've been in the field for 50 years in some cases, 25 in many cases, and decades in most cases, who have proven themselves. They say in 1 year the Berlin Wall will collapse. There will be a staged merger of Western Europe in with the Soviet Union, now happening with EU expansion. Exactly that happens, exactly on time. And there are about 50 examples, plus, that just Jim Tucker has hit on with total precision. How does he do it? He's a spy, folks. He steals their documents. He crawls under gutters. He gets arrested and detained over and over again. He pays off people that work in the buildings to bring him the files. This is what he does. He's arrested or detained now when he gets off the airplane in Europe. This is what it, you know, the truth about fighting these people is they're not invincible. You see, we can do the things they do in the info war. When I snuck into Bohemian Grove, they weren't looking for it. They weren't ready for it. When an employee shot more video last year for us, they're not. If we've got the will and the motivation to take them on, we can beat them. Let me go back, though. When they call these individuals in, this is the line that they're given. And this is also given at the universities. But the higher level, there's a little more info they're given. Oh, yes. Love and peace. You know, it's sad we've got to have an age of peace. It's sad we're going to have war to bring that in, though. All these rogue nations, Governor, you would like to be president, wouldn't you? All of these rogue nations are going to be able to develop bioweapons and nuclear weapons and destroy us. It's a destabilizing force. We've got to have world government to be able to stop this from happening. Only a tyrannical world government, but a benign tyranny for the good of the human destiny. We must guard it. As Churchill said, the truth must be guarded with a bodyguard of lies. Well, we must guard life with a bodyguard of death. This is what they actually say. Death protects life. Do you understand? Do you understand that it's the yin-yang? Do you understand that the theosophy of this? Yes, I understand. I was trained in college. As you know, my father, his grandfather, and his father before him were members of the order. Yes, I know. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. You're the best of your family. You're going to be put in the top position. You're going to be put in the upper room of controllers. But we need to now tell you the final plan. I'm sure you know about the overpopulation. Yes, of course. I know. That's why I'm here. Yes, we must eliminate 80%+. The program is going ahead well. They are becoming aware of us, but we have the armies ready to carry this out, and the programs have been prepared. You know what you and your family are going to receive. You know why we must do this. We cannot give the life extension technologies to 6.5 billion people, 9 billion by the time we've perfected these. At the current rate, we are able, if we start these programs early and if you have enough exercise and the proper nutrient intake, to be able to extend your life to at least 150, Governor. I myself will have to stage my death soon and then reemerge under a new identity because, obviously, we haven't been able to go ahead with the next phase of the plan where we can live in the open and guide human development and evolution into the stars. Oh, yes, please. I'm so pleased. I'm so honored. I'm so honored to be involved. Well, no, you've been chosen because you understand. You have the genetics we need, and you're part of the family, you know. We're cousins on all sides. I know. I'm so pleased to be part of the family. And then it just goes on and on from that point. We can't allow 6.5 billion to be given access to this technology. And we have to take control of all these rogue nations because they're going to develop bioweapons and kill everyone. That's why we're going to strike first. We're going to strike first. But we know that they will rebel and the military will rebel if we hit them all at once. So we need you to organize in the near future controlled releases so they learn to trust us so that when we take them out of their misery in a controlled operation, and when it finally happens, they'll know they'll be prepared to go along with our program. And see, this is what they say, this is what they do. It's very sad, they say. It's very sad that a lot of beautiful people are going to have to die, as H.G. Wells said when he wrote The New World Order, a nonfiction book. He was their top futurist. And, of course, gave little private audiences to the Queen and King It's very sad. You're all going to have to die, just like Bianca says. It needs to start soon. Start now. In fact, it's probably too late already. It needs to start now. It's very sad that he says he'll have to go first. He knows that. And his family will have to go too, see? And they email us and they say, what's wrong with you? Of course we've got to all die. Bianca only wants 90%. I believe all must die. In their blogs and their papers and their position papers and their graduate papers and their thesis papers, they're all over. They're all over the web, all over the place, and it's what they're all saying. It's what they're all doing, and they'll walk up to you in the grocery store when you got three children, four children. They see five, they really go nuts. What are you doing with that many children? There's not enough food to feed them. And they're out there, and boy, can you imagine if these suckers win 5, 10 years? Might even be 15. Might be next week. Can you imagine when they're sitting there? Of course, they won't even know when they're dying. They won't even know when whole cities are dying. Gruesome deaths. They won't even know. When the globalists hit us with the first wave of bio attacks, just a small one, just millions probably, thousands first, the second wave millions and tens of millions, it'll train us. I thumb scan, I retina scan, I do everything the police say. Okay, one child policy, that'll keep us safe from the bio attacks. I'll do whatever the government says. Just please, please keep the U.S. safe from the bio attacks in Africa, in Asia, and Latin America. And finally, we called for closing the border, and they finally did it. Oh, just keep me safe. And then you're doing everything they say 10 years from now, 15 years from now. You're wearing your little uniform. You're marching around. They do brain scans of you every day at work to make sure you're behaving and make sure you're not harboring resentment. Oh, that's mainstream news. Now going in Moscow airports, going in U.S. airports, going in the businesses. You see the control, a nightmare science fiction. It's here now. They're going to kill us, guaranteed, unless we stop them.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free.
Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Taking your calls coming up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231 on this live Thursday edition. 1-800-259-9231. Websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. So this is what we face. We face, what is it, 21 level 4 bioweapons labs in the United States, and then just hundreds of level 3s and 2s, where they, quote, study bioweapons, but then they admit that they're really developing them, and chemical weapons as well. And then now they're going to build 36 more. UT at Galveston has a level 4 bioweapons lab. You can see the federal complaints about it in a level 3 containment. That's totally illegal, totally dangerous. I mean, they got weaponized bioweapons. That's what level 4 is, just super weapons. Down there on the coast in a level 3 facility. That's illegal, but they do it. And it's just filled with people. The majority of them believe that 80% should be killed. The moderates believe 90, and the radicals believe 100%. And I'm not kidding. This is mainstream news. And all of this is happening. All this is going on. So we're not just in danger of the globalist. We're not just, I mean, remember the super flu, how the government mailed out over 5,000 samples all over the world? And then they mailed out samples of the flu they've got up in Wisconsin that's 38,000 times stronger than any other flu ever known that they've created. That was in the Associated Press. Oh, we're mailing out super flu, just mailing it to all these people so they can do tests. Oh, I mean, they're mailing it in FedEx and UPS packages was in the news. Remember last year? Oh, but the cops have got to pull you over. We need to search your car, look for guns. Well, why, officer? You don't have a warrant. Post 9/11, ma'am, America's a little different. Meanwhile, huge cattle trailers. That's what they want, just overturn and kill a bunch of illegals. Driving down the road, 18-wheelers full of illegals from all over the world. Borders wide open. But we need to search you. We need to search your house without a warrant. We need to arrest people for selling fenced baby food. Or we need to arrest people who play rock and roll music on an airplane. They say it's terrorists, Led Zeppelin. That was in the news yesterday. Just everyone running around in fear. Meanwhile, there's bioweapons laboratories everywhere, psychopathic elites running things that say they want to kill us, and then all these nutty professors and lunatics going, we all need to die for the earth. I can't wait till it's released. And then people go, man, that's scary. I mean, I've got emails right here from people in the biology department, University of Texas at Arlington, going, I said you could post my email, but please take my name off. I know I said you could, but I'm getting threats. People are saying they want to get me. Well, I don't want anybody to get you, and please, folks, don't harass these people. But I mean, notice how they're freaking out. People say they want to get me. Oh, no. Well, but I thought we all need to die. I mean, well, wait, I thought we're all bad. But my life's so precious. Well, then you better worry. If you're so worried about your life, you better worry about the government, lady. You better worry about the government. You better worry about nutty professors. Or the government doing something and blaming it on nutty professors. When we come back at the 8 after break, a lot of stations don't care the first 5 minutes. I wish you did, but it's okay if you don't. We'll come back. I'll talk some more. Then I'll play a little clip from the 12 Monkeys, Terry Gilliam film, where the crazy scientist releases a bioweapon and kills 98% of the world population. Bruce Willis is sent back in time to try to stop it. I mean, why do they make films about this? Because anybody who went to college heard this. I mean, that's the type of stuff we deal with. In fact, we ought to get some of the DVD extras. I know they talk about the film in there. And talk about that. So we need to play that too. And then I've always meant to play a clip from the summation of Jim Garrison from JFK with Oliver Stone. I'm going to do that in the third hour today. We will have open phones. And the FBI did visit Bianca. We'll get into that. Protesters defend carrying Mexican flags and La Reconquista signs, but they just say it's nice. Associated Press, again, pacifying us, lay down, everything's fine, go along to get along. We'll get into all that too today. Of course, another head of IRA, Sinn Féin, has been found tortured to death. He blew the whistle and admitted he was always British intelligence the whole time. All these guys carrying out terror are. And then he was found tortured to death at his home. The IRA did it, sure, and I'm an Easter bunny. And the IRA is British intelligence. That's admitted. Why would the British intelligence attack itself?
As a pretext to keep military forces in the north of Ireland.
Come on, the light bulb can go off for you, neocons. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.